And it is time now for our regular Thursday feature, the Illinois Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. And the Intermediate School District recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Britton Deerfield High School. We have Logan Shields in studio. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you had quite a week last week for the Patriots. 224 yards on the grounds, a couple of TDs, 143 yards passing, and another TD. So pretty good week for you.
Yeah, it was all right. Everybody, I mean, the line was absolutely phenomenal last week. So, I mean, just had to find the hole and hit it and run hard.
Well, this is the second year you've been in eight-player football. Tell us what the transition has been for you from 11-player to 8-player.
It's definitely a lot more like big plays because if you miss a tackle, there's no one behind you to save it. There's no safety. There's not many corners. So there's definitely a lot more big plays, and you just got to recover and, like, get over it because it might happen again. It might not, but you gotta find your own big play and hit it.
Well, I think the biggest change from – last year to this year, though, is you being under center literally last year, snapping it as a center back to Nico, to this year catching those snaps from a different center playing quarterback. So how did that transition happen that you were – how did you become a center last year?
Well, obviously Nico is a great player, and, you know, I wasn't going to go in there and take his spot. Obviously he's at Adrian College now, and he's playing quarterback there working for a spot. So – I knew I wasn't going to go there, but I'm be honest, I didn't expect to go to center. But wherever Coach Johnson needed me, that's where I was going to play.
And so this year you kind of had that mindset to battle for that quarterback spot again and able to come out on top?
Yeah. Tristan's a great player as well. I know he's a better wide receiver than me, so I think Coach Johnson realized that. I think we're pretty interchangeable at quarterback, and I just think he's a better wide receiver than me. And if I can get him the ball there, I know Coach Johnson, that's where he wants it. So I know Tristan can – we need to get the ball in his hands too.
Well, in that backfield, you know, with you, Tristan, and Nick Wayne back there, there's probably one of the bigger backfields in Lenawee County.
Yeah, it's definitely – we're definitely bigger boys. Nick Wayne, I think, is about 215, 220, and Tristan's about 190. I'm about 190. So we're definitely a bigger backfield than most people see, and I don't know if people expect that, but Nick Wayne definitely still gets going. So,
well, did last week's game surprise you a little? I mean, 64-0, is that, you know, seeing on film and what you worked on, did it surprise you to score that many and then also shut them out?
Yeah, it surprised me. I mean, Coach Johnson wasn't too happy about their two touchdowns that they scored, but it surprised me a lot. We're pretty young, so I didn't expect us to shoot out like that right off the beginning, but we were very happy with our result.
So what are some of the areas that Coach wants to work on? What are some of the things that maybe didn't work as well as he thought it was?
I think we focused a lot on ball control because there was a few poke outs that we had and we lost the ball a few times, but we had a lot of focus on defense this week and a lot of focus on some different plays, some new handoffs, super simple stuff that we think can work with our backfield. So it's definitely not too many changes, but we'll come out with some different things and be ready for the next week.
So you got, Concord coming up this week, a team that lost to a good Climax Scott team the week before. What are you looking from Concord?
Well, we think Concord's going to be pretty good. It's definitely going to be a challenge. We got to be ready for it. I mean, Climax Scott hit them with some different things, some trick plays, something that they didn't expect, and it was a hard-nosed fight they had last week, so we're definitely going to give them another one.
So just not having Nico there, you know, and there were so much expectations last year with him. How is the mindset of the team, you know, having to really kind of make it your guys' team this year? Was that kind of a focus as well? Because you knew that what Nico could do and could bring every time he touched the ball. And, you know, this year it's a whole different ball game. Is that, did you guys really focus on saying this is our team?
Well, not even Nico as a player. Nico's obviously, he had the ball a lot every play. So we definitely had to change some things and come out and have some more leaders, because Nico was obviously our biggest leader last year, and he was very vocal with everybody, and he got everybody going. But I mean, it was pretty like not easy to get into it. But Tristan obviously had the ball last year when Nico went down. So I mean, I think Tristan did a very good job of what he had to do in the offseason to get us going and get everything organized.
We got to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back, and we'll talk more with our Athlete of the Week. Don't go away. We'll be right back inside the cave.
Lenawee Intermediate School District is seeking superheroes to work undercover as speech-language pathologists in local K-12 and preschool educational settings. These heroes use their powers to help students with speech, language, and communication disorders or delays reach their full potential. Direct employees will receive competitive wages, tuition reimbursement, state retirement benefits, and excellent healthcare options. Contracted employees can earn up to $80,000 annually. Answer the call today at www.lisd.us/careers.
All right, you're back inside the cave. Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. In studio, Logan Shields from Britton Deerfield Football. And you're only a junior this year, and so you got a lot of football left in you, right?
Yeah, hopefully. That's what I want.
So looking toward the rest of the season, are there any other teams that you have circled on your calendar as games that, I know one of them probably is going to be Lenawee Christian, yeah. But that's turned into a pretty good rivalry there.
Yeah, we definitely want to get back at LCS. I think everybody does. I think everybody's got LCS circled on their calendar when they play them. So, yeah, I think LCS is a big one that we want to just get to and feel like we did our best there. And we know we can compete with everybody in the state, and we just want to show that.
Well, other than football, you got basketball season coming up, and then in the spring, you golfed. Did you play baseball too this year?
I did not, no.
Okay, just golfed.
Yeah.
Which is, that's not a bad gig, is to go out and practice every day.
It's a lot
day.
Of fun, yeah. Oh, definitely a lot of fun, especially when my dad back here is a pretty good golfer himself, so when I could start competing with him and having a little bit of a challenge for him, it's a lot of fun, even though it hasn't been much of a challenge these last couple times we went out for him, but no, it's a lot of fun.
Well, basketball, a lot of expectations in basketball this year for you guys too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We should be pretty good. I think it's going to be a lot of challenges to get everybody going. We're very young, so. But we should come out and work hard. I know we're all pretty hard-nosed, and we can get after it, so.
Well, it makes it fun, too. I mean, you know, I went to Clinton, so I went to a small school, too, at the time. And it was, you know, guys that you grow up with, you're in recess together and little and gym class all the time. And then when you can come and play multiple sports, it makes it fun because, you know, you really kind of have a really good camaraderie with the guys, and you kind of really know what to expect out of everybody, too. That's one of the benefits, I think, of a small school.
Yeah. We're all basically family. We all feel like family. We're all very close, hang out on the weekends. We have a lot of fun. So I think playing with, like, practically your family is the best way to do it. So, yeah.
So you going to duplicate what you did last week?
Going to try.
Well, you really, that was a career night for you. That was something special.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun out there. So,
pretty good debut as a quarterback to have.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you talked earlier about your offensive line. You know, give us some of the names of the guys that are up front for you.
Yeah, Colin Johnson's probably the head of it. He's out there. He wants to show everybody who he is and get his name out there. You got Hunter Moran, James, I don't know, Caden Eby, Braden Shields, Clayton Hauser. So they're all pretty big boys, and they can get after it.
Well, that's great. Well, we want to congratulate you, Logan, on being our Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, thanks for coming in and being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me out here. It was a lot of fun.